Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, I have one of my most favorite people in the whole world on the radio, and I want this to be a show that lasts for at least a week and a half so we can get everything out of him. Who am I talking about? It's Tim Quinn. You know what I'm talking about, Michelle.
Yay.
I've been so excited.
Yes.
Tim Quinn is the celebrity beauty expert and national director of creative artistry for Giorgio Armani Beauty. Welcome to Her Radio, Tim. We're so excited. We want to go right into the 10 beauty tips from you, starting with how about keeping that skin in great condition using what kind of cleansing ritual?
Well, you know, hi, we've talked about this over the years, I guess. I find that most people don't have a ritual, you know, and you need to have a ritual. You need something that you do to make sure, especially if you're wearing makeup or if you're working out, whatever it is. I find one of the easiest things I use is, you know, an exfoliator. You know, men are a little different than women, but I love the Clarisonic cleansing tool. You know, you need to find something that cleans your skin and doesn't leave it feeling stripped. You know, I spend a lot of time in Asia of late, and, you know, women there love the oils. I know here in this country we're still a little afraid of using oil.
Why are we so afraid of using oil?
I love oil.
I
think people get that in their head. They think, oh, it's going to make my skin more oily, or it's going to make me break out. But in effect, it's just the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, you know, oils feel fantastic.
It kind of brings you into, you know, the next thing that you need to do is keeping you hydrated. And, you know, serums become really quite big. Mm-hmm. Over the last few years, I think most people use some version of a moisturizer, you know. But, you know, the use of serums, which tend to be more oil-based, are really terrific.
Yeah, I love those. And I think they started popping up, well, like over the last maybe several years or so. Suddenly, every single line has a serum to it. And maybe this might be a great entree to a lot of women, too, the oil-based of hydration tools, because it's absolutely fabulous, especially as you get older, right, Tim? I mean,
well,
the skin gets drier and...
Your skin gets drier. You know, we tend to be... I think that most of my clients, as the years go by, start to use much more, you know, medical procedures, per se, to, you know, tighten, firm, you know, take away fine lines, take away the, you know, the age spots, the freckling and all that. And the more you do that, you know, your skin is taking a beating. So you need to, like, amp up your hydration.
Okay, so we got the hydration. Now, how about what you call the wardrobe of foundations?
Well, what do you
mean by a wardrobe?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. Think about it. We have a wardrobe of clothes. Like, you know, you know what you love to wear on the weekend. You have something you wear when you go to a business dinner. You have something you wear on your, you know, it's like kind of like your workforce, you know. And then you have your go-to for your, you know, little black dress when you want to look amazing. And the same idea works for foundations because you have all these different options. You know, you can have like a tinted moisturizer might be your weekend, you know, go-to. So you don't want a lot of coverage. But, you know, when you're going to work and you're, you know, someone, most of the women I deal with, you know, start out at the crack of dawn and go, you know, right through till evening. So you want a foundation that's going to wear well. You know, when it's
cool.
Sometimes for your red carpet moment, you know, your weddings, your bat mitzvahs, all that, then you need something that really makes your skin look flawless. So it's good
to
have these different options.
Oh, I love it. How about that lash lining your eyes to add definition?
My favorite thing.
I think that's the easiest way to open up your eyes without looking lined, because I think a lot of women are kind of nervous about the whole eyeliner thing. They think they have to wear a cat eye, or they don't know how to use the liquid liner, or they don't know how to use a pencil.
What, you got a problem with Tammy Faye? I mean, come on.
I mean, she's an icon in her own way, of course.
That's not
yeah, I mean, it's sadly, it's not a good icon, but it's an icon.
No. Everybody's got their beauty icons. But, you know, lash lining your lashes is a terrific way to just make your lashes look fuller, because, you know, as we mature, sometimes the lashes jump ship, and it pops the eye color without looking.
Jump ship.
Well, you know, I think
that's why I have fake ones on. That's why I wear fake ones.
That's so interesting. So what you're doing is you're actually lining underneath the lash, right?
Yeah,
and going around
literally,
that area?
Like right at that waterline, you know, not
right
inside the eye touch.
Right. Right.
It's a super easy way to, like,
exactly.
wake up your eye.
Well, you know, you're the one who taught me how to do that. And, I mean, I've loved it, and it's really worked. Well, how about the eyebrows? Let's go to the eyebrows.
Eyebrows? I feel like a lot of people forget the eyebrows. You know, addressing your eyebrows is, like, one of the most important features. And you find, like, it's another area where, you know, depending on how mistreated your eyebrows were when you were younger, you may not have as many coming back.
Exactly.
And they really do frame the eye, you know. And it can, you know, in lieu of an eye lift, if you, you know, get a proper brow, you know, person, you know, I love people who do the threading, you know, I think that's amazing. You know, to really shape the brow can really give a lift to the eye and, you know, take away a few years there.
Well, yeah, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, well, right along with lashes, some of the eyebrows are jumping ship, too. So, you know, we have
absolutely.
There's filling in and
they're turning
and back
color,
and forth.
Pam. Let's face it, they're turning gray.
Yeah, and I've seen several people take the
I've got white ones.
Highlighting them, which just really looks awful.
Well, now what they have is they have they have eyebrow mousse and, you know, all of that. And I think that that could, you know, obviously be helpful, I suppose. But how about highlighting and contouring cheekbones? Ooh.
Well,
cheekbones.
I think that, you know, I maybe partly due to the Kardashian obsession, people really have become, you know, obsessed with this idea of highlighting and contouring. And, you know, it can go horribly wrong sometimes. You know, you can watch some of these YouTube videos where, you know, it's more like a drag queen kind of situation. But, you know, with these light reflecting. Well, I know you've seen it.
I mean, Oh, my God. I've seen these. Well, actually, you know, I want both of you to look at the a trailer for the new Angelina Jolie movie. It's a Disney movie.
Oh, that Maleficent?
She's the wicked. Did you see the cheekbones and the highlighting they did on that? Absolutely amazing. I mean,
geez,
they must have spent 3 hours on each cheek. It was, like, incredible.
And that's one of the things I find women come to ask about quite a bit because, you know, it's another thing. You know, gravity takes its toll, and depending on, you know, what you're doing, you know, the highlighting and the contouring can, you know, kind of cheat that a bit.
I know. I'm just listening to you. I'm popping Prozac. It's so depressing. You know, we have eyebrows. We have eyebrows jumping ship. We have lashes leaving us. And we have everything heading south. I mean, just excuse me while I take another pill.
Oh, please. Well, I'm ready to go into assault rehab after listening earlier. So.
Okay, well, listen. Tell me about rose gold blush.
This is one of my favorite colors. And it's interesting that I see rose gold jewelry is becoming like a huge trend of late just because it's so flattering on both skin tones. You know, a lot of women, you know, we went through the whole thing where everybody, they dipped all their gold in platinum because they didn't want to have gold on anymore or whatever. But the rose gold is so flattering and it looks well on almost every skin complexion. You know, we had that iconic number 10 at Armani, but of course that was retired now. But every line has something with a little rose gold to it.
Okay, so the rose gold blush, and then how do you use a bronzer so you don't look like something that just walked out of a tanning booth?
Yeah. You know, as you know, I'm a big fan of the golden, you know, Mediterranean look with Mr. Armani. But, you know, when you actually get natural sun, you don't come out all one matte color, and I think that you need to play. It almost comes into the idea of contouring, and I, you know, often show, like, you know, frame your face with bronzer and then, you know, blush a little right down the center. Don't matte, you know, because I've seen also these sprays become quite popular.
Well, you're the one who told me about the bronzer as well as the concealer. Yay! And then we need on top of all the trends in the lip department as well. I want to thank you, Tim Quinn from Giorgio Armani, our celebrity beauty expert, has given us 10 beauty tips. Oh boy, I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Tim, and everybody needs a makeup artist. It's my favorite thing. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.